Human boy? Human boy, are you okay? A little sore? Well, that's okay. I'm just happy to see that you're awake. I was worried you wouldn't ever wake up. Your injuries were so serious, and the toxin in your body wasn't easy to purify. Manticores are some of the most dangerous and ruthless of all monster girls. It's a miracle you made it out alive, and you're super lucky I found you. Yeah, I'm a dragon girl. What gave it away? My unusually tall and muscular body, my horns, my wings, my tail, or the fact that my eyes shimmer like gemstones? Oh, no, don't be afraid. I know how your kind usually thinks about dragons, but I've been taking care of your wounds and keeping you warm and clean and comfortable. I'm just happy that you haven't screamed or tried to kill me yet. To be honest, I never felt like this towards anyone, let alone a human. I just want to protect you forever. It's so lonely down here. Sure, I have my hoard, but I can't talk to golden gems. And if I leave for too long, some goblins or dwarves would come and steal from me. But more importantly, if I go to the surface too often, I'll cause a commotion. The curse of being a dragon girl. Everyone is afraid of me. I wish I had someone to share my home with, or even just a friend. But you're a strong and brave knight. I'm sure you have things to do, but like I said, I don't want you to go. Plus, who knows when I'll have another chance to prove that monster girls aren't all bad. So please, stay with me, at least for a little while, please. Don't go yet. You're staring right into my eyes and getting closer. What are you? You love me? Oh, human boy. I love you too. I'm happy you want me. I just have a hard time believing it. What? You're willing to spend whatever is left of your life with me? Well, I'll always protect you. I won't let you out of my sight. What are you looking at? It seems like something of mine has caught your attention. Aww, you can't help from staring at my big dragon tits, can you? Well, you're still injured and your body isn't really recovered. But if you feel up for it, you could come to bed with me and play with them. Yeah. I thought so, and it looks like this is making you hard. It is a little cold in my cave, much too cold for a human who's just wearing bandages and rags. How about you snuggle up with your big strong dragon girl? Yeah, come to bed with me, baby. I'll lay you down into bed and join you. Now, I'll hold you close and fold my wings around us to keep the cold air away from you. You're touching my breasts. You like that? Feel how big and round they are? Oh, don't worry. That was just my tail brushing against your neck. It has a mind of its own. Don't worry about it. Do you want to feel my horns? Go ahead. Stroke them. Feel how hard and sturdy they are? My human knight. You're suddenly quiet. What's wrong? Oh, because you want to fuck me while we snuggle? That's adorable. Let me take my clothes off for you. Feel free to touch me wherever you want. You're feeling my muscular body. You fantasized about having a big and strong woman, haven't you? Well, now you have your wish. Fuck, I can feel your cock at my entrance. Oh, yeah, I am a virgin. Shocking. Turns out not every monster girl wants to fuck anything with a pulse and a cock. For me, I wanted it to be real. With someone I care about. And before you, I never really found that person. Well, I know you're still recovering, so go at whatever pace you can. But remember, I'm a dragon, so you can be as rough as you want with me. Oh, fuck. You just put my tits in your mouth and you're licking and sucking them. Oh. You sure are teasing me with that cock, moving it up and down my slit. Oh, don't tease me anymore. Just put it in already. Oh, yes. Fuck. Your face is buried in my breasts as you enter my tight pussy. You're thrusting so slowly inside me. I know that you're still on the mint, but I don't want you to be so gentle. Oh, that's it. I feel how amazingly tight my pussy is. Far better than a human woman, that's for sure. There you go. Good boy. Pumping it out of my pussy while you press your body against mine. Yeah. Grab my horns. Grab my horns and fuck me hard. Just fuck me like you mean it. Yeah. That's more like it. Oh my god, yes. Your hard cock deep inside my wet pussy feels amazing. I'm so firmly wrapped around your cock. Give it to me. Fucking give it to me. My wings are closing in around us. And my tail is around your waist, pulling you in deeper. Just keep fucking me. Don't stop. Don't stop fucking me, please. I just love your cock, oh. I love that big cock in my pussy. It's like your cock was specifically made for my pussy. I can hear your moans of pleasure and see your face twisting in bliss. My lust for you is so strong. I want you to come in me. Fuck me until you explode in my pussy. Oh, fuck. I had no idea sex would be this fun. Oh, you're so deep inside me. Please, keep pounding my dragon cunt. You feel so good. I don't think I can stop myself from coming on your cock much longer. I hope you don't come before I do. I can feel you trying to hold back for me. But you can't. I'm too tight for you. My pussy feels too good. You're throbbing inside me, begging me to let you come in me. Oh, I'm so close. You're such a good human. So, you can come once I count down from 5. 5, 4, hold it, 3, 2, 1, come, give me that big load, empty your balls in me, come, just fucking do it, come for your dragon. So good in my pussy. So hot and sticky. No, wait. Don't pull out yet. Keep pushing your cum in deeper. Good boy. Thank you for staying with me and falling in love with me and fucking me. I love you, my human knight, my lover. I will make a vow to you, human. I will always love and protect you from anyone and anything, human or monster girl, that threatens you. I mean, you're everything to me. I won't lose you. This is your home now, and so is this bed. I see that you really are tired. I can feel you succumbing to sleep. Good boy, very good. Just snuggle and go to sleep in my arms. Let my strong and warm body smother you in my love, and just sleep with me. I love you, and I want you to fully recover so that we can learn more about each other. We're gonna be together forever, so no secrets. But for now, I'll just hold you and stroke your hair to coax you into a deep sleep. See you in the morning, baby.